This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The NBA's regular season is over. For the Knicks, it's the end of the road. But the Brooklyn Nets are moving to the playoffs. That's despite challenges like a rookie coach and a team beset by injuries. Joining us to talk about the Knicks and the Nets is Tom Lorenzo, the managing editor of NetsDaily.com. Welcome to WNYC, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Nets stumbled out of the gate this season. It's such a surprise. They're in the playoffs. They had a really strong second half. This was Jason Kidd's first year as coach. How would you rate his performance?
You know, I think he had an excellent season. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize how tough it is for a rookie head coach to come into the NBA. I think it took Jason Kidd a little while to kind of find his footing, but once he did, he had this team turned around, and I think overall getting the Brooklyn Nets into the playoffs from where they started, I think he had a great season.
What was the turnaround? What was the momentum shift?
Jason Kidd will tell you that the turnaround started at the end of the calendar year. He puts moments into perspective, but I think obviously in the reality of it is that he found a system that worked for this team, and it took about 32 games. They started off the season 10-22, but eventually Jason Kidd found the right system for this team.
And he also started growing a beard.
Right, of course, and took off his tie. Once he took off the tie, he started winning. 600 winning percentage.
The Nets are seeded sixth, right in the middle of the pack. What should we expect from them in the playoffs? They face the Raptors on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I think the Nets have an interesting matchup against a young Raptors team that doesn't have much playoff experience. And here you have the Nets, who are loaded with a lot of veterans who have been in the playoffs before. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce have won championships. Even Jason Kidd has won championships as a player.
Should we be worried about Pierce and Garnett and other veterans breaking down during the playoffs?
There's certainly some concern. I think Kevin Garnett, you know, they gave him a lot of rest towards the end of the season, but I think this is the time of the year that they play for. Veterans like Pierce and Garnett, they're ready and geared up for the playoffs.
Let's talk about the Knicks. They're clearing out their lockers today. Fans are disappointed, but the organization brought in the legendary Phil Jackson to try to right the ship. What do the Knicks have to do in the offseason to get back into contention? They're missing the playoffs for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, you know, the two key things for the Knicks this offseason is Carmelo Anthony, who can opt out and become a free agent. They have to convince him to stay with the team and sign a long-term contract.
Do you think they'll do that?
I think they will. I think they ultimately will. With the new collective bargaining agreement, Carmelo Anthony can make upwards of $30 million more staying with the New York Knicks than he would going elsewhere.
What about Mike Woodson, the coach? What are his chances of staying in a Jackson regime?
You know, I don't think very good. I think Mike Woodson probably coached his last game yesterday. I think that Phil Jackson's going to find a new coach, bring in a coach who works well within Phil Jackson's system, what his ideal is. And I think Phil Jackson's got a few guys on his list that he's looking at who I think he's going to look to bring in, and they're probably going to let Mike Woodson go.
Tom Lorenzo is the managing editor of NetsDaily.com. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is WNYC.